A Cape Breton Regional Municipal Councillor is returning to City Hall early next month after being declared cancer-free.
Things are going good. Of course, the last 7 to 8 months have been a whirlwind. From finding out that I had cancer to all the procedures and the steps I had to make before the actual treatment.
District 10 Councillor Paul Nikituk learned that he had cancer on his wedding anniversary, August 4th of last year. He took a medical leave from his municipal duties to focus on his health and spend time with family.
You know, I had 35 radiation treatments and 5 chemo treatments, all in my throat area, my base of my tongue. So yeah, it's been a whirlwind of a ride, for sure.
Nikituk says there is always hope at the end of the tunnel, but there were many worries and concerns early in the recovery.
It affects every facet of your life. My wife, my son, you know, my family, my sisters, and my brother. It just seemed like my life and my wife's life and my son's life just had to be put on pause to battle this, to battle this disease.
Nikituk says the support from his fellow councillors and constituents was instrumental in his recovery.
The outpour from the community, it was humbling. It was, yeah. I mean, the amount of messages, phone calls, words of encouragement, prayers and thoughts and positive vibes. It was humbling and a bit overwhelming. I used to read them. I read them every day. And sometimes I read them twice. it was just to see the outpour from my district and from CBRM as a whole. It was great. It wasn't only my district. It was CBRM. Presidents all sent me messages.
He says he is back on the job June 1st. For the Local Journalism Initiative, Bill McCush, Coast Radio News.